Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey now, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Oh,
okay.
Are you
Most people hang up, huh? I am, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, and I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote.
Yeah.
Are the chances?
Definitely
vote? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your age?
56.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Probably dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first item is Project 2025.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
Favorable, so probably 80.
Joe Biden?
I'm going to say 100, even though he's old, really old.
And Republicans in Congress?
Well, probably like a 25.
Janelle Bynum?
Wait, who was that again?
Janelle Bynum. She is a Democrat. She's in the Congress.
Oh, I don't really know. So I'm going to say, she's a Democrat. I'm going to say 80.
Okay. Lori Chavez Arimer.
Oh, she's a Democrat too, right?
No, she's Republican.
Oh, then I, okay, 0.
Kamala Harris.
100.
And MAGA Republicans.
0.
Thank you. Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
The Democrat.
Thank you. I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, or Independent Courtney West?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
I think Kamala Harris is going to win.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Arimer?
The Democrat.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez Arimer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez Arimer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I think is how he's handling his job as president. I think he's done a great job.
So would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez Arimer is handling her job as a member of the Congress?
I'll say disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat, because I don't really know her.
Okay. Now I want you to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum, opponent, has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our communities safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Arimer?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Lori Chavez Arimer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Arimer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Okay, first statement. Chavez Arimer is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposal will raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. So, in this case, how do you feel about this? Or would you consider this is how much it concerns you? Great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
I think a great deal.
Okay, thanks. Chavez Arimer has embraced politicians whose extreme project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly untapped power in the White House. A vote for Chavez Arimer is a vote for these dangerous programs. How much this concerns you?
A lot.
A great deal or quite a bit?
Yeah, a great deal, sorry.
Thank you. Don't worry, it's okay. Serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez Arimer is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in the economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election. How much does this concern you?
A great deal.
Thank you. Our democracy is being threatened. Jeff Chavez, a rumor, is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez, a rumor, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. How much this concerns you?
A great deal.
Lori Chavez, a rumor, broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that will override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for a woman's right, not break their promise to Oregon women. How much this concerns you?
A great deal.
Lori Chavez, a rumor, voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations to stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. How much this concerns you?
Good, great deal.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Daniel Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, a rumor?
Democrat.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last grade of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
And that's it. Thank you so much. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Enjoy the rest of the night.
You're welcome. Thank you, too. Bye-bye.